Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and...
I'm Lily.
Lily's the co-host.
Everyone knows who I am by now.
Well, you never know, Lily. We might have someone who's listening for the very first time. How'd you like the music? The intro music.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's working.
Thinking I haven't heard it.
Oh, you're a dag. I've got to say, you're a dag for a change. Well, today we're going to mix it up a bit, Lee. I've been working through the night and come up with a bit of a format so that we can once again take our podcast to the next level.
What is the next level?
So I'm so glad you asked.
I'm at the level I'm nearly falling off.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So everyone, we're going to do a different bit, a little bit of a different podcast format to, like I said, take it to the next level. So mix it up with a few different segments. So it becomes a little bit more, maybe a bit more engaging to a broader audience.
Okay.
Not a brighter audience, but a broader audience.
Broader.
So what do you think of that, Lee?
Sounds good. Sounds good. I just go along for the ride because you keep springing all these things on me and I'm like, okay, sounds good.
Okay, good. So we'd like to probably just kick off. I say we because Lee's along for the ride and she doesn't know what I'm going to say.
See?
Invite you, listeners, if you know someone who's not necessarily a Fraser Coast thing, someone who we wouldn't ordinarily just chat to, who would maybe be interested in a little bit of a advertisement on our podcast. Could be a toothpaste company or a Jeep or a Hyundai or
tenor pads.
Or tenor pads who would like a bit of an actual advertisement, so a paid sponsorship where we would introduce you as the sponsor of this and give a bit of a blurb. We'll tell everybody how much we love your product and then mentioned through that episode. So just hop onto our website if you would like to find out more. Contact me, contact Jussie on the website or through Facebook, and we can talk about more. So that's what's first of all new for us. So, but we don't have a sponsor today, Lee.
No. They're only just going to be fine now.
That's
so
right.
Come on.
So that's...
I'm not that silly.
We'll move on. So the other exciting thing is last night, Lee, I decided in my own wisdom that we'd sign up for Twitter. So Everything Fraser Coast now has a Twitter account.
Right.
Now, I'm new to Twitter. I've obviously heard... To me, Twitter is Donald Trump and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you know about
nothing.
Twitter?
It's a bird.
Okay. So, yes, it's a bird logo, which you will find on our website, but I don't think I've quite nailed the link to tweet us through the website. But if you've got a Twitter account or you want to go into Twitter, it's on the web or it's an app, and you can tweet us. I feel so cool saying that. I feel so sad that I'm actually saying that I feel cool saying that. But you can tweet us, and so it's Everything Fraser Coast. And what I kind of, how I would explain Twitter is it's a platform of news sharing or anything sharing, but once it's out there, once it's tweeted, you can't edit it or take it back. So that's why people get into trouble with Twitter, because they will tweet a comment or maybe have a few glasses of wine and tweet something and then the next day realize, oh, I wish I could take that back. So where in Facebook you can go and delete comments and edit.
Like I do after a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
or a jug of Milo. And so I'll take you into Twitter and... We're sitting at the... Oh, my gosh. This is blind chick driving. Lee, I might need your help.
I don't know where you're going.
I want to go into Twitter because...
It'll cancel here.
Can you push it? Yeah. I kind of only go with the contrasted spots here. Okay. So Which takes us into, okay, so that's the news on us. Let's take us into headlines, and I would really like to share with people some of the funny headlines or interesting headlines and really totally not relevant for making you a better person or living a much more educated life. But there was a couple of headlines I think that caught my eye. One which is going around all the news circuits today, and Lee, you'll be able to see this. It's did you know WA had an earthquake?
Sure do.
How did you know?
Because I saw it on the
Oh,
news.
was it on the news last
No,
night?
the day before.
I'm old news.
You are old
Oh,
news.
bugger. Okay, I've got to get better at this. But this baby was born, was like a 6.6 magnitude quake, and
Yeah.
the baby was born right as the quake was rumbling.
Oh, poor thing.
Okay, so
But she
taking.
wouldn't have had to sway. It would have just swayed it out of her.
So just on that, so when you go back to when you had a baby,
Oh dear.
would you, if the ground rumbled as you're delivering the baby, what would you honestly would your first thought be?
I don't
The
know.
pause there was deadly.
I really don't know.
Would you think the
Can I
sound,
swear?
would you, well,
The
Pete.
OSHIT?
Oh yeah, I'd say that word,
Yeah.
yeah, but would you think the sound or the feeling came from you? Because like it's kind of surreal when you're in that situation, you don't really.
No, not when there was windows cracking and I wouldn't be screaming that loud.
Okay, so here's another thing, another thought that popped into my mind, because my mind works in mysterious ways. If you had the, and I haven't seen all the media because I thought I was just breaking this news. So,
No, that's old news, my oh my.
what would you name the baby? Because it's pretty. Would you Maggie for magnitude?
No, poor thing.
Rumble?
No.
What would you name the baby?
Oh gosh, I have no idea. Blimey.
You're not helping me out here, Lee.
I just don't know.
Don't know? Okay. Well, I'll let you off.
I'll call it oh shit.
Oh shit. O'Shea. Okay, O'Shea. Okay, so that was probably the main headline that I wanted to share with you today as we get into blurbing this. But as we get into this, I'd love to be able to share some headlines for around the Fraser Coast. And I guess something for the Fraser Coast, which I've noticed, Lee, which has been popping up on different posts on Facebook and different other media channels, is gosh, this weekend's a busy weekend coming up. There's the, I'm sure it's this weekend, is the Blessing of the Fleet. So there's a whole festival around that, which flows into a craft beer and market food. In Maribyrnong, there's a the Maribyrnong State High School has been running over a few years now a pop culture festival, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. And this year, it's absolutely mind blowing. They've got like the Herbie Carr, they've got jousting, so that's the old
Yeah, I
knights
know what that
medieval
is, yeah.
jousting. The people out there might not know what it is. And they've got Harry Potter themed things going on, and that's just tip of the iceberg. There's two no it's run over no it's run over 2 days, over a Saturday and a Sunday, a whole weekend. And it's run by the school, but it's run really professionally, like I said. So it'd be worth checking out, even if you're not involved with the school. It's just something to do in Maribyrnong. And then if you keep going past Maribyrnong and go to Tyro, you can go and find a cowboy at the Tyro, golly gosh, what's it called?
Field day.
Field Day. And it's all, well, there's cooking demonstrations, but there's also there's like cattle sales, there's different horse events and that sort of thing. So there's something for everyone, Lee.
Nice. Nice.
So, well, that's pretty good. I don't think we need news when there's so much happening in around at the moment. So Lee, go back into our, I need you to drive.
Where am I going?
Oh, got it, got it. Okay, so running through our new format, we'd love to hear from what I'm going to call RLPQs.
And what is an RLPQ?
An RLPQ is a real life person question. So, a real person, one of our followers, they're
Yeah.
real people, ask us a real question.
I am not dumb.
So we would love to hear from our growing followers, which is I think we've cracked 500. I've got to check and then do a bit of celebration there.
I'm scared.
Why?
Slow down.
Why are you scared?
Because then I'll be jumping out of a darn plane.
Not at 500.
No, I said slow down.
Oh, no, we've got to get to 1,000 tomorrow.
Yeah.
We can be skydiving within a couple of weeks at this rate. So an RLPQ, a real life person question. We need a little drum roll there. So ask me, Lee, how can people ask us a question?
Well, they can do it on Facebook. They can do it on Twitter.
They can.
They can do it on our website. They can do it.
Send us a text.
Yeah, ring Jussie.
Yeah,
anything.
Twitter's good. Facebook's good. They're probably more better for us. But anyway, you want to get in touch with us, ask us a question. It can be anything. You can't
guarantee the answer.
Give us a topic that
question
you'd like
away.
Us a topic you'd like us to talk about. Give us
a challenge.
A challenge, yeah. Lee's up for that.
I love
especially
challenges.
Involves water. And
nope.
Give us a just don't make it a challenge that we could do a podcast and Jussie can't talk.
Not a challenge where I've got to do something stupid. A challenge where you're asking me a question that I've got to look for information challenge is what I'm saying.
And research something.
Yes.
And we'd also love this, an RLPQ to be a real life person question or sharing a community notice. So we're happy to do that too.
Yeah.
So just contact us. This is where we're asking you to contact us. And we promise you that until we get a following that we cannot manage, you know, hundreds of questions a day, we will answer every question. We promise that. Everyone will be heard in a podcast. Okay. Moving right on.
Moving on. I'm trying to read while you're talking.
Lee.
Yes.
Can we play a game? What have you
sure.
found? We're gonna try and find a game on in apps.
I've already got it.
Oh, you got it. What's got the game it. Called?
Best Riddles.
Not sponsored. Best Riddles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'll ask a question. You've got to answer.
Oh, okay. So Lee's gonna ask the question and I've got to answer. Okay, go for it.
What do you get with fighting peas?
What do you get with fighting peas? Peas. Smashed peas?
Nope.
Fighting peas.
Clock's ticking.
Tick. Baby tick. Peas, angry peas,
no.
Pea soup.
No. Bum bum. Black eyed peas.
Ah! I'll give you another one.
What do you wear the day after yesterday?
What do you wear the day after yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What you're wearing today?
Fabulous.
Oh, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
Oh, good.
One more. What animal keeps the best time?
What animal keeps the best time?
Tick, tick, tick.
It's got to be like a tick. Minute owl or something.
Tick, tick.
A clock tick. Spider.
Tick. Tick, tick,
hang on.
Tick,
hang on. What animal keeps the best time? A time tiger. No.
No.
A watch. No.
No.
Okay.
A watchdog.
Oh, so close. I knew it had to have that word in it, although one of those many words. I just thought of a threw enough option. Maybe you should have given me a hint that I was almost there. Can you do that next time when we play it another day?
Okay.
Give me encouragement. Watchdog.
Okay.
Of course. Okay. So.
But I do have a question for the listeners, and if you know the answer, by all means, do put it on our Facebook. Put it anywhere that you know the answer to the question.
Is this one that I'm not going to answer?
You can't answer it because you already know the answer.
Okay. This
when
is for the audience.
When set loose, I fly away, never so cursed as when I go astray. What am I?
Okay, so say it again.
When set loose, mm-hmm. I fly away, never so cursed as when I go astray. What am I?
We're going to have to put those words on our Facebook.
Yeah, that's
it. We might tweet. Hey, that could be our first tweet.
Oh.
Well.
Tweet, tweet.
Our second tweet, actually, because our first tweet was a tweet that I did last night saying that we're now tweeting.
Okay, second tweet.
Second tweet. Awesome. Wow. Okay, so this is where we would thank our sponsor again.
Thank you, Jeep.
not sponsored. No money received.
Thank you, Jeep.
And make sure you keep tabs on us by following us in where shall we be followed, Lee?
Podbean, YouTube, Facebook.
I can't see the rest. Was that all of them?
Yeah.
And please share us. Share our Facebook group or join our Facebook group, because when we get to 1,000 followers, we will be jumping out of a plane, and there's a whole group of people that have joined in with a commitment to do that with us. And at the moment, if you haven't already seen it, check out our Swim with the Whales promotion.
That closes lunchtime Friday, so
yep,
get in, share, enter.
Enter. It's simple
for your
to
chance
enter.
To win a free ticket. So.
Yeah, to swim with the whales. And if you don't want to swim the whales, that's okay. You can come along and just watch the whales and then do a remote Fraser Island tour with
Tasman Adventure.
Thank you, Lee. And
thank you,
it.
Tasman Adventure
thank
again.
Thank you, yes.
For your kind donation of a ticket for us to do this competition. So
yeah, actually,
thank you.
We should make our next podcast sponsored by them. We should. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll make that, because they've just been so good to us too. So that's it. Bye for now and stay tuned.
Bye.